Okay, let's get started with Yechezkel, Perek Mem Zayin, the second to last Perek here in Sefer Yechezkel. And as we reach for the end of this set of Yishayo Yirmiyo Yechezkel, we have Perek Mem Zayin, where Yechezkel, after having seen the structural parts of the Beis HaMikdash and the Avoda that's being done and the Karbanos that had to be done at that time, whether they were part of the Chanukah, whether they're actually changed mitzvah, so to speak, that was discussed. In this parak, we start off by seeing, he sees a river. Starts off as a trickle, then gets as a river coming out from the Kodesh Kadashim and getting larger and larger and wider as it goes. Is this a literal river? Is it just a symbolic? That we will see. But the Psukim describe it as a river. Vayishiveni el Pesach Habayis. And the man took me back to the Pesach Habayis. Vihine mayim yotzim. Mitachas bitten Habayis kadima. So if one, let's say, is looking at the Heichal and the Kodesh Kadashim from east to west, out of the southern side of the Heichal, there's a little stream coming out. Kipnei Habayis kadim. Amayim yordim mitachas. Mikesav Habayis hayimanis. Minegav lamizbeach is going out. But the Mishnah Meseches Midos discusses the Shar Hamayim, right? According to one Deya, that's why it's called Shar Hamayim, because of this Nevuah that is going to take place. The Mishnah tells us in the second parak, at the end of the second parak, that there is a Shar Hamayim, Shara, that goes through the southern gates, Samach Lamayrev, Shar HaElyon, Shar HaDelek, Shar HaBachar, Shar Hamayim. Lomanik Rashbo Shar Hamayim. So one day, Shabo Machnisin Slocha Shamayim Shal Nisach Bechag. That's where they get the Nisach Hamayim from on Sukkis. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ubo Hamayim Mefachim, Viasidim Li Yos Yotzin Mitachas Biftan Abayis. That's where the water is going to go out, this amazing water that there's going to be fruit and trees and a lushness that it's going to go and water all of Eretz Yisrael. That is Shar Hamayim, discussed in the second parak of Meseches Midos. One might say that this whole parak is a metaphor. One might understand it that way. Maybe that's how the Rambam might understand it. But either way, the Rambam talks about it. We know at the end of Sefer Tara, the last halach of Hilchas Mikvos, the Rambam talks about the chok that Tevila and Tumah V'Tara represent, and how water represents, or Torah could be water, and water could be Torah, Ein Mayim Ela Torah, and they're thirsty for Torah. The Rambam says, Davar Barur V'Golui, it's clear and revealed, Shahatumos V'Hataros Gzeres HaKasavhein, all Tumah V'Tara are chokim, ve'ena midvarim shadaito shel adam machras osam, and it's not from the things that a person could figure out. Varehein mechlal achukim, ve'chein hatevila min atumos mechlal achukim. How does a mikvah work? She'ena tuma tito tsoa shetaver b'mayim. Right, tuma is not dirt or mud that you could get off with water. So how does it work? Alexeras akasavi v'adavar talui b'kavanas halev. As the Mishnahis talk about in Chagiga, even though it's not logical, but still there's a remez. Shekishem shamachavim libo l'tayer, kiven shetoval tahor. If you have kavana l'tayer, v'yava bishalon eschadish begufo davar, ka chamachavim libo l'tayer nafsho mitumas hanafashos, shein machshavos ha'oven, v'deos haros. If we want to purify ourselves from inappropriate thoughts, kiva chihiskin belibo lefrosh miolso naitzos vehevi nafsho bimei hadas tiher. If you put yourself into the mei hadas, so maybe this water coming from the Kodesh Kodashim and spreading out and getting bigger and bigger, as we will see, it could be talking about the mei hadas, the Torah, that will be so prevalent and so widespread in the days of Mashiach. V'hari yomer v'zorakti aleichem ayim torum tartem mikol tumoseichem u'mikogel aleichem atar eschem. The Rambam ends off Sefer Taras. That's this water. So Yechezkel sees this water coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim. V'yotzi'ini darchshar tzafona. He takes me now to the northern gate, and I see there the water is getting bigger. V'ini mayim befachim in akasef hayamanis. It's getting bigger. A man, the man showing me this, has a measuring rod. He measures every 1,000 amos, and the water gets deeper. It was up to my ankles. Then it was up to my knees. It was up to my hips. Then I couldn't even go past. It was so much water, right? And that's what the Gemara in Meseches Yuma also describes exactly how it went. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, The Gemara there towards the bottom discusses how this went. Amar Rabbi Pinchas, Mishum Rav Huna Tzipora, Ma'ayan Ayotzi Mibes Kachi HaKadoshim, B'tchila Domer Lakarni Chagavim. It starts off like just little grasshopper antennas. Kivet Shigia L'Pesach Heichal Nasek Chush Al Shasi, Kivet Shigia L'Ulam Nasek Chush Al Arev, Kivet Shigia L'Pesach Azara Nasek Kapi Pach Katan. It becomes that. V'hainu Ditznan, and then it quotes the Mishnah in Midos that we just read. Mikan Ve'elach Hayim Zgaber Va'ole, Ad Shemagia L'Pesach Beis David. Kivet Shemagia L'Pesach Beis David, Nasek Knachal Shoteif, it goes more and more. The Ian Yaakov says on that Gemara in Yuma Ayin Zayin, this is symbolic of the Geula. Little by little. Little by little, nothing happens at once. Nothing happens very quickly. That's the Geula Kima Kima. And that's what the Iyun Yaakov says. Nira Dakoba Larames El HaGeula Achrona. Shegama Yeshua Tiye Ma'at Ma'at. Achi Isgaber Kenachal Shoteif. Va'oz af malach hamavis lo yeh lo koach lavar v'yekulam bila hamavis lanetzach amein b'mheira v'yameinu. That's the Ian Yaakov on that Gemara. We just have to be strong throughout our galus to be zocha to that. That's Yuma Ayin Zayin Az. We have to be strong to make it through till we're zocha to this strong water. Va'yomer elai, pasuk vav, ha'ra'isa ben adam. And the man said, you see this? This is what it's going to be. Va'yolicheni v'yeshiveni sfas hanachal. He takes me and puts me on the edge of the river. He tells me this water is going to go out and all the deserts in Eretz Yisrael and all the arid lands, and everything is going to get nourished, and there's going to be unbelievable powers in this water. The water will have healing powers. What kind of healing powers? So Rashi, the Radak, all the Mefarshim discuss. Certain, maybe all the salt water in the world, all the oceans will become sweet. Rashi, v'nirpu amayim mi melichasan. There's going to become sweet. The Radak says, the Yamamelach, kilishnei hayamim ela yikatsu hanechalim ela v'yiparpu amayim yu b'yamadogim. There'll be fish there. It'll be unbelievable. Everything will be changed. V'yakol nefesh chaya asher yishrotz el kol asher yavo sham nachalayim yichyeh. There'll be live animals, fish, and other marine life will be in the water. V'yahadoga rabba ma'od. This water will come there. And again, if it's symbolic, it means that Jews will be alive and will be alive with the Das of Torah. There'll be trappers, people, fishermen. Plenty of different types of species of a fish. Bitzosav ugvaav lo yirafu lamelach nitanu. Some will remain those salty. Says the Radak, you need some salt to salt your food. Lahat ima tafshilim b'lam lo kol davar sheyitzdarech. We definitely need salt. We can't get rid of all the salt in the world. So there'll be some salt left over, but otherwise everything will be sweetened by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fruit will grow around these rivers. V'lo yitim pirio, the fruit will never run out. L'chadosh v'yivakir, every month there'll be a new group of fruit. Ki meimav min amikdash hemiyotzim, every month you'll get new fruit. V'haya pirio l'macho v'alehu l'trufa, the fruit will be for food, even the alim will be medicinal. Rashi quotes that all the mutes will be able to talk, all the people, women will have a children, right? That is the amazing ability of this water and the trees and all the vegetation that comes along with it. Now, the next part of the perek is all about, again, the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi, as he does the past couple of prakim, he always tries to see the Yecheskel in light of all the realities and the mitzvahs of the Torah. See here, too, he tries to figure out these borders, how they fit into the borders, parallel to the end of Sefer Bamidbar. The Malbim says, no, maybe there'll be an expansion, as he said in the earlier prakim, you don't have to fit it together. But the borders of Eretz Yisrael are important to know. Obviously, the mitzvah satzulios ba'aretz, one has to know. The Rishonim, if you remember, the beginning of Maseches Gittin discussed the idea of borders. The first daf, the big Tosfos on Beis Aman Aleph, in Maseches Gittin discussed the borders, because the borders in Eretz, in the first Mishnah, and Akko and Ashkelon don't match up all with the borders of in Sefer Yehoshua. So the Rishonim deal with different, they have different approaches, either Kitcha Rishona versus Kitcha Shnia, or maybe different halachos are dependent on different borders. There's mitzvah satzulias ba'aretz, and then there is what the Ramban calls chavivus to Eretz Yisrael, or what other Achronim call Shem Eretz Yisrael. That there are some halachos that are totally on borders, but lav davka, the same borders as mitzvah satliyas baaretz, because there are various halachos that are totally on Eretz Yisrael that do not have to do with the kedushas haaretz. Egla rufa, we know, is only within Eretz Yisrael. Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam says in mitzvah saseh kufnun gimel, the Sanhedrin only sits and makes the calendar in Eretz Yisrael. The bracha on 600,000 Jews, the Rambam adds in, only in Eretz Yisrael. Again, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Ches, is not 100% so clear, but the Rambam, when he formulates it in Hilchas Brachas, in the 10th Perek, he says only in Eretz Yisrael. Smicha, according to the Rambam. We know Rov, the Rambam's famous Shita, in Hilchas Sanhedrin, that if we wanted to renew the Smicha, that's fine, as long as Rov of the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael get together and appoint somebody for smicha, par helam davar shal tzibur, you know, many halachas that are totally dafka on Eretz Yisrael, even though they're not connected to the specific kedushas ha'aretz. There are many different types of statuses of Eretz Yisrael. There's kedusha, there's chalos, there's various different halachas, but the borders are crucial. So that's why this parak, what's going to be in the future, is important to know, and we'll have to wait and see. Ko amar Hashem Elokim, so here they are. Gei gvul asher tisnachlu es ha'aretz l'shnei asar shifte Yisrael, Yosef chavalim. This pasuk is already unclear exactly. How you split up the land will be 12 shvatim, Yosef chavalim. What does that mean? So the Malbim just says it means there'll be larger border, larger areas. You'll have 12 Shvatim, and Yosef Chavalim, they'll be extra. That's what Yosef here means according to the Malbim. Nothing to do with Yosef the Shevet, says the Malbim. It just means that it'll be an expanded border. It'll actually Yosef Yarbe Chavalim, Yosef Mimashe Lachu B'Chaluka Rishona. It'll be bigger, but that's not what Rashi says. Rashi and the other Rishonim here say is referring to Yosef. Yosef will have two portions. Yosef Chavalim, Rashi, Yosef Yitzel Shnei Chalakim, Echel Menashe, Vechel Ephraim. As we know, in the future, they will also have 12. The difficulty is the Gemara Maseches Bava Basra. The Gemara Bava Basra seems to say there's going to be 13 Shvatim that we'll be able to get. Eretz Yisrael, Asida, the Brisa says, Kufchav Beis Amin Aleph and Bava Basra. Tanya, Asida Eretz Yisrael Shedeschalik L'Shlosha Asar Shvatim. 13. So what does 13 mean? Who's the 13th? So some might say the Nasi, like we had, we mentioned earlier. That's what the Chiddush Aran says here. It's the Nasi. And he argues on the Rashbam and Tosas. The Rashbam and Tosas say Levi. Levi will be the 13th. The problem is, it says here 12. And it says Yosef is going to have 2. Right, so how do you put all this together? So that is a problem that is dealt with by the Mefarshim. The Menchas Chinuch wonders also, Einash Navi Rashoi L'Chadish Arameyata, there's an Issa Daraisa. There's an Issa for Levi to be Nochel. So how can Levi be Nochel? So that is the question that is dealt with. The Rinas Yitzchak discusses this. He quotes a number of suggestions that how do we try to understand what's going to be in the future based on the Isser Bizman Hazeh. Maybe Sheva Levi only has the Isser of getting a Nachala when it was Mischalik Ayyadei Golrol, but this won't be Mischalik Ayyadei Golrol. So therefore, maybe it won't be a problem, it's not subject to the limit. But there are other suggestions given. He says here, Lasse Lavo, maybe that the only time that Levi has the Isser is when Ephraim and Menashe are separate. But maybe if Ephraim and Menashe are going to be together, then there is no Isser. The Isser is to be 13. But you got to put together that Brisa in Bava Basra, Kuf Chapez, with this pasuk here that says that there are going to be 12. Okay, difficulty, Rashbam, Tosfos, the Ran there in Bava Basra. But also, it also goes back to this pasuk, Yosef Chavalim. Doesn't mean that Yosef is going to be split into two, or it just means they'll be larger portions. Why dafka are Menashe and Ephraim the ones that are picked to give the bracha to Am Yisrael? Yisim chalokim ke Ephraim v'chem Menashe. Right, dafka those two. They're not even Shvatim. Why don't we say Yisim chalokim ke Avraham Yisrael Yaakov, like we say by the women. Sar Rivka Rachel Leah. Why dafka Menashe and Ephraim? So many different Shvatim given. Just two popular ones is, number one, they were the first siblings that did not fight in Sefer Bereishis. Right, siblings do not have a positive track record in Bereishis. Rav Kain and Hevel, and Yitzchak and Yishmael, and Yaakov and Esav and Yosef and his brothers, and Menashe and Ephraim are the first ones that we don't have any evidence that they fought, and we even know when he switched the hands, there was no jealousy there, and they got along. So that's the bracha that parents give to their children, that they should get along with each other. Another suggestion, amazing, and that relates to our pasuk here, and that is usually there's a concept of Niskatnu Hadoros. That every dar is a little further from the source. a little further from Har Sinai, a little further from Maisa Bereishis. So it's there's a distancing and a diluting. Ephraim and Manasseh, Kiruvim and Shimon Yuli. Right, they was known as Katnu Hadoros. They jumped up the door. They became like the previous door. They became Shvatim. They was known as Katnu Hadoros. Maybe that's the bracha that we give to them, and that is that the parents say to the children, you should outdo me. There should be known as Katnu Hadoros in the future. So we continue. Unechaltem osa ishka achiv. Everybody gets like a man like their brother. Rashi points out here, all equal. Not like it was by the first chalukah. Everybody's going to have equal portions, every shevet. Asher nasasi yas yadi lesita lavoseichem, that I swore to give to your forefathers. V'nafla aretz azos lachem manachla. And they will get this. And this is the gvulim, and here it gets a little tricky. How do these gvulim fit with the ones in the end of Sefer Bamidbar? So the north, so far, not Yama Gadol. Okay, that's good, but it goes then from west to east. And what does it mention? Chamas, Beirosa, Sivrayim, all these places, being gvul Damesek, being gvul Chamas, Chatzar Atichon. Number of directions. Then it goes through all the other directions as well. And again, Rashi, the Radak, and the Malbim will try to figure out exactly what the places are. Pasachaf Aleph, v'chilaktem es aretz azos lachem l'shifte Yisrael. You split it all up amongst the Shvatim. Vahaya, and now we have Pasachaf Beis. Tapilu osa benachla lachem ula hagerim. Hagarim besochachem, asher olidu banim besochachem. The gerim will also get an achla. V'hayu lachem keezrach v'bnei Yisrael etchem yiplu benachla betoch shiftei Yisrael. Pashtus, the gerim are going to get an achla. Read, unlike what happened earlier. Beautiful Abarbanel. Why, asked the Abarbanel, are the gerim going to get an achla in the future, even though they didn't get an achla originally when they went in? Says the Cheskel, but it says the Abarbanel, because originally who was there? The Erev Rav, people who joined Bnei Yisrael when they were on top of the world. When they're on top of the world to go into Eretz Yisrael, they're not going to get a Nachla. That's not really part of Am Yisrael. The Geirim Bizman Hazeh, they were part of us when we were Begalus, when we were Tsaris, and they suffered with us, and they were subjugated with us. Aval tziva zel agerim shebiyos Yisrael begalus garu imahim v'kiblu bris kodesh v'savlu tsaros hagalus shehem raui shekamo shenasu Yisrael likvol hatsaros kenyu benachlas ba'aretz. You went through the hard times with us, then you can be zochet to go through the good times. Right? Unlike the Erev Rav and the like, that you just come with us in the good times, that's not going to get you a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So this is what the Abarbanel said. They're actually, take these psukim literally, they're going to get a chelek. Doesn't work so well with a sifri. There is a sifri in Parshas Bahaloscha on the psukim that describe the conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and his father-in-law and Yisro, when he says, "No simanachnu, right? Why don't you come? Vehitabnu lach el amakom asher amar Hashem oso etein lachem." Says the Sifri. This is in Baloscha Piska Chaf. The ein legerim bo chelek. The gerim are not going to have a chelek. Umani mekayim. What about the pasuk in Yecheskel? Vayashavet asher hager agarito ella imeno inyan Yerusha taneo inyan lekapara. They will have kaparas, Eretz Yisrael. Wherever they live, they'll live. Whatever shevet they'll be in. Shemhaya b'shevet Yehuda, miskaperlo b'shevet Yehuda. B'shevet Binyamin, miskaperlo b'shevet Binyamin. What does that sound like? Wherever they live, Eretz Yisrael itself brings a kapara. Because what's the next line? Davar acher, im eino inyin li Yerusha, taneo inyin li kfura. Nitan l'geirim kfura, the Eretz Yisrael. So either Eretz Yisrael b'chayim or Eretz Yisrael b'kvura. So that's the Sifri. So the Sifri does not take this pasuk kipshuta. The Sifri says they're not going to get a separate chelag. They'll get amongst the other shvatim in Eretz Yisrael. Either way, this is an important discussion about Gerim. Gerim did not have a chelag for sure, but for the first time they went in. But they will have this time. V'haya v'shevet asher agar hager ito sham titnu nachlaso nu'um Hashem Elokim. So in the shevet that the ger lives, there you're going to give nachla. So does it literally mean nachla or not, as we were just described? How are you going to know what shevet we're from? So says the Radak. Kila Asid, Bitseis Yisrael me'agalus, Yivadu ha-shvatim. When we go out of the galus, everybody will be told what shvatim, what shevet they're from. Af al pi sheim u'ravim ata, v'lo yadu ishes shifto. Today we don't know. Yavo Eliyahu v'yachis kol ish al shifto. Eliyahu will tell us. Are we allowed to listen? Elio, psak halacha. Elio's not telling us psak halacha. He's just revealing realities. And the Mefarshim on a few places in Shas. The Rishonim, Rashi says, Elio can't tell us b'derech nevuah, answers to things. But just to tell us realities, to clear things up, who's a mamzer, who's a achiyavo Elio, right? The Mishnah is saying b'metziah. Elio will tell us who this is. That's just a reality. That's not changing the halacha, right? That's the Maritz Chayis points that out at the beginning of Shas. The Maritz Chayis on Daf Gimel in Shas. Talk about the churven, and Eliyahu Hanavi says the Maritz Chayis. Dem Eliyahu Omer Dina Mitzad HaNevuah Azai Shayach Lo Bashamayim Hi. Vei Navi Rashay Lechadish Davar. Avalam Omer Milsa Bataima Masha Shama Mipi Chachamim Omerim Acherim Azai Shomim Lo Kamosha Matzinu. Rashas, he quotes, but again, if Eliyahu is telling me something misvara, or just telling something that he knows based on he has knows reality, not because it's nevuah, so then we would listen. That's Eliyahu Hanavi, and that's what people say. Tishbi teku is tishbi itari. It's kushis v'abayos. Literally means just to stand. It stands, and it's an unanswered question. But the ba'alei machshava and the minhag ha'olam is to say that teku stands for tishbi itari. It's kushis v'abayos, and add into that, he'll tell us what sheva we're from, because that's an ibaya. Right? The Chavetz Chaim says in Asifa Sakenim in the Hakdama to the Mamre Torah Or, which he wrote as a Hakdama to his. Putting together all of the Mefarshim on Seder Kachim, so he writes there that Tishbi Yataris, Kushis Vabayos, he's only going to tell us what is Mesupik and we don't know. He's not going to tell us Beferish Halachas in Rambam. So we have to know Shas and Poskim in Hilchas Kachim too. Eliyahu Hanavi is not going to tell us that. He's only going to tell us what we're not clear with. Amnam Adavar Kenu, Shekol Chelke Asvekas, Yizbaru Lano Ade Eliyahu, Aval Hadvarim Hapshutim, Hamivuarim Bepasik, Ubibiu Rein Shal Torah Shebalpeh, Hamisura Lano, Kimivuar Betoras Koanim, Ubigamara, Haloanu Tzrichim, Batzmeinu Ladas, Bifkifi Yacholtenu, Kielo Eliyahu Lo Yavu Lamed Imkol Echad Vechad Varam She Yachol Ladas Beatzmo. He's not going to tell us. Raka Sveikas. Asher Iyef Shalavari Yizgalon Ode Elio. Viala Pasht Apshutos Hamavuaros. Halo Yomar Ki Hoya Lachem Lilmod. You should learn. Ulushanas Paatzmachem Kodem Shabasi Lavasar Gula. You should have. I gave you thousands of years. It wasn't enough time. You have to learn. Kemoshe Nemar Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Asher Tzivisi Osa Bachari Valkol Yisrael. Chukim Mishpatim Ubasrei Ksiv. And after it says, learn the whole Torah at the end of Malachi, Hinei Anochi Shaleach Lachem, it's Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi is expecting us to know it, and therefore, by the Shem, we should be able to learn it, but he's also going to tell us which Sheva we are all from. Okay, we'll stop here. By the Shem, next time we will do the last Perek here in Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Mem Ches.